Do you ever find yourself trapped in a whirlwind of thoughts, endlessly analyzing every single situation until your brain basically feels like mush? You are not alone. I am here to tell you that overthinking is somewhat of an epidemic right now, and more so for working moms who have dual roles, and actually more than just two roles, many different roles that we're playing, and we have a lot of responsibility on our plate. At the same time, we're high achievers and we want to do well in every aspect of our life, so we start analyzing every little thing. And I myself have felt this grip tightening around my mind from time to time, and I have learned a few different things that we are going to talk about today. And the number one is how distinct the correlation is between overthinking and overwhelm and exhaustion. The mind really does play a role in how our body feels. So if you're ready to free up a little bit more of your mental space and capacity and have less exhaustion, less overwhelm, and reduce some of that overthinking and just live life without diving into every nuance of what you said, what they said, what the situation might actually mean, how can I fix this or make this better? Oh, my friend, this episode is for you, and know that you're not alone. Let's get ready because we're about to dive on in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. So picture this. It's the end of a long workday and you're finally home with your family. Ah, it has come. We've gone through the busy workday, we've done all of the tasks, and we finally get to sit with our family, whether it's at the dinner table or we're sitting around playing a game of Sorry with the kids or even just watching TV together. But instead of unwinding and enjoying the precious moments that you have actually looked forward to all day long with your loved ones, your mind is racing with thoughts of what went wrong at the office, what tasks still need to be completed, and whether you are doing enough as a parent. Welcome, 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 one and all, to the world of overthinking. It is relentless. Overthinking is a common mental process that's characterized by a couple different functions. It's analysis and rumination about a particular situation or event or problem or maybe even a project that you're working on, right? But when somebody's overthinking, they often tend to dwell on thoughts and concerns that are far, and I mean far, beyond what's necessary or even productive. I say this because I myself have been in this position many times where I'm overanalyzing, I'm overthinking things, and nobody else in the world has given as much thought to something as I have, and I've wasted precious energy, precious time and resources, not only in that moment, but while I'm sitting and stewing later when I'm with my family, that has just robbed me of time of being present like I really had intended to be as a mom. So for some, this can even mean that you replay past events, not even most recent, but even far in the past events, or potentially worrying about the future outcomes of something, or maybe even getting caught up in hypothetical scenarios. There's a variety of different ways that you could look at overthinking, but it's really just walking through this mental process of analyzing a particular thing thing or event or process or project or people interaction, this thing that has happened, and you keep stewing on it and you're looking at it from a variety of different angles. And truly, the hallmark of overthinking is the inability to quiet the mind and to let go of the intrusive thoughts. And instead of focusing on the present or taking a decisive action to fix it, overthinkers can become consumed by this inner dialogue. And there is from that a heightened level of stress and anxiety and indecision that comes as a result. And through that as well, we start to see this almost mental exhaustion and feeling of overwhelm. Sometimes it's paralysis of making decisions because we're thinking from a variety of different angles and we thought so much on it that now making a decision is difficult. And so we're fatigued mentally and emotionally, and sometimes physically as well, right? Because what happens in our mind can manifest in our bodies as well. And so while some degree of reflection and planning is natural and truly can be beneficial, overthinking takes it a step further. And it becomes problematic when it interferes with daily functioning and it can disrupt sleep patterns. Boy, have I ever been there before. And contributes to feeling of this overwhelm and this stress. But I will say there is an upside. So before we get into really bashing all of this overthinking, I think that overthinking can be a good thing. Now, I will say before we talk about all the good things, any strength taken too far can become a weakness. But think about the upside of analyzing a certain situation from a variety of different angles and spending time really looking at the situation, the interaction, the project, the problem, whatever it is, this event that you are thinking about from a variety of different perspectives. I look at it as including problem solving. When we look at a situation or an event from multiple angles, we start looking at how we can solve a problem effectively in a way that might meet multiple people's needs than if we would have just made one blanket decision, right? So there is an upside to that. Preparation, making sure that you're extremely prepared for an upcoming event or a certain conversation that you're going to have. Self-awareness can actually be seen as an upside to overthinking. Again, any strength taken too far becomes a weakness, and so this certainly could go in a very extreme type of situation. But initially, self-awareness can really form by assessing what you said, what you did, and the impact on others. And that's important for us as we grow and we have relationships to be able to recognize the impact of our choices, our decisions, our tone, our messaging, and how that does reflect in others. So there's an upside there. And then attention to detail, right? The more we think about things, oh my word, will we ever think of more details to hammer out before the project is completed or as we are putting a schedule, a calendar together, or potentially a routine for the family? There are upsides to really thinking about a certain event or situation from a variety of angles. But in essence, the downside to overthinking is that it's more than just pondering a decision or reflecting on the past. It's like getting stuck on a hamster wheel of doubts or assumptions and trivial details, and it can really drain our energy, rob us of the present moments, and leads us in this vicious cycle of worry and rumination. Another way of thinking of it is that it's like getting stuck in a mental loop that you're unable to break free from as a cycle of repetitive and truly often unproductive thoughts. When we get stuck in this mental loop, it has a way of magnifying our fears and worries and turning these molehills into mountains and casting a shadow over every single thing, especially those brightest moments, because we take one bad comment and we place that on the entire event or situation when there probably were thousands of positive things that came from it. And instead we focus on the negative, which can lead to imposter syndrome. It can lead to self-doubt. It can lead to that overwhelm and exhaustion that I mentioned as well. And so as I've navigated my own battles with overthinking, and even here recently, I struggled a bit with overthinking. And I could tell I was overthinking because I would bring other people into the conversation where my head was at. And by their responses, I would recognize, okay, I'm reading into this a little bit too much. Or in conversations with another individual where I felt like it really went terrible, and I approached them later and we talked about the situation, and their perspective was completely different than mine. So I had wasted time overthinking this situation. Overcoming this mental hurdle requires a combination of self-awareness and proactive strategies and really understanding the why of why we're prone to overthinking. Sometimes it's past trauma, sometimes it's fear of failure, or maybe it's a need for control, perfectionism, right? There's a variety of different reasons, but understanding your own why as to why you're overthinking is an extremely important step in progressing and overcoming this battle with our mind. In addition to recognizing why we might be feeling a certain way or what events in our past has maybe led us to question or speculate a certain situation that is in the present, I think truly when it comes to stopping this overthinking, there's really two main approaches. One, going around the situation, or two, going through the situation. And as we all know, sometimes we can't always go around a problem. While it would be nice to avoid something, especially difficult conversations or really assessing and getting introspective on how we feel, where the feelings are coming from, sometimes a little distraction might be all that we need to quiet the noise in our heads. So in essence, not necessarily avoiding, but a distraction or something else to focus on can help us to stop the noise. So that might mean that we're practicing gratitude, or we're hitting the gym, or immersing ourselves in a different hobby, or even scrolling through Facebook or Instagram reels and binge watching a show, right? There are different ways that we can distract our mind so that we don't have to focus on this situation. But the best way, in my opinion, is to really go through it. You can't always go around, and sometimes that's just the band-aid because you will continue to overthink in the future if we don't grab hold of it today. More often than not, we need to confront our own thoughts head on. And I like this approach because head on conflict does not have to mean a bad thing. It doesn't have to have negative connotation. And so when we think about confronting our thoughts, that might mean through journaling, writing down how we feel, asking ourselves why, going deeper into that. If you've never seen these, I think I've talked about them in a previous episode, they're called feelings wheels. And these feelings wheels can really help you layer down from, you know, maybe it's anger. Well, what is stemming from that anger? Is it insecurity? Is it feeling rejected, right? And so you can really climb down from a top level emotion into deeper levels of emotion. And that might help you to really digest how you're feeling and why you're ruminating over a certain issue over and over again. Talking to a friend has significant benefits. They know you better than anyone and can really provide perspective that could be helpful for you based on the knowledge that they have of you. And of course, there's always counseling and therapy. Seeking professional help is not a bad thing. And while I am not recommending or diagnosing mental health solutions by any means, I have found these to be successful for me. And I hope that they would be for you as well. But if not, if you're sitting there saying, gosh, you know, I'm not sure that these are any of the right areas for me, another powerful technique for taming some of the overthinking is through thought labeling. And thought labeling is really identifying and labeling some of the common thought distortions that you have. I read an article on the Calm website about this very topic. It was clinically reviewed by Dr. Chris Mosenick. And he talked about the importance of identifying and labeling thought distortions. Thought distortions are often automatic and often misaligned with reality and can include things like catastrophizing. So this is where you're exaggerating minor issues like fearing job loss or being late to a meeting, right? Maybe for no reason at all. Maybe mind reading. So you're assuming that there's negative judgments that are coming from a person or a group of individuals that you met with, and you're presuming that somebody's upset with you if they don't immediately reply to your text or smile at you in a given way. And I think we often do this as well. If you are like me and you use a lot of exclamation points in texts or in emails, and somebody responds to you and they don't use an exclamation point or even a period, or they don't use an emoji, how often do we mind read, right? Like, we impose and project how we might be feeling in that situation on somebody else. Overgeneralization, so applying one single negative comment or event to broader context, like predicting a lifelong solitude after one bad date, right? That's the example that they gave in the article. Black and white thinking was on there as well. And I'm just here to say, I love that Calm mentioned this as well, because that often does set us up for failure. Discounting the positive, so minimizing accomplishments or good events, insisting that they're insignificant, or, oh, this one was just a fluke, it wasn't very good, right? So paying attention to the different types of thought distortions and labeling them alongside maybe that feelings wheel of how you truly feel, not just the surface layer of emotion, but really how do you feel in that situation? Those are going to be the key areas for you to really dive into and maybe journal through some of that, or talk to a friend or talk to a counselor and really dive into how your mind might not be spot on with the reality from a different viewpoint. And we will find that we've wasted so much of our time overthinking when in reality, when we confront these issues or we talk about them with the person involved or we talk to somebody else about their perspective of an event, right? Our reality is very much in fact skewed, and we've wasted a lot of time, effort, energy, and in turn got stress and anxiety and overwhelm from the way that our mind has been allowed to take hold. I must say that I am not a medical provider. I do not claim to be one. I am not here to provide medical advice to you, but I wanted to share what has worked for me in the past, because the more working moms that I have interaction with and that we have honest and vulnerable conversations, the more I've recognized that there's so much of this overthinking that's happening that is causing us to feel overwhelmed, to feel exhausted, both physically and mentally. And there is power from some of that overthinking, but more often than not, it does us a disservice. So in the upcoming episode, we're going to be talking about a couple different resources that can be helpful in this whole overthinking approach. So jumping to conclusions and making assumptions is something that commonly happens when we overthink, in addition to focusing all on us. Because how much of your time when you're overthinking is spent focused on you and how you are reflected to somebody else or at an event, or how you show up as a mother and as a wife or as a partner, right? So there's so much that is revolving around us when we overthink. So a few different approaches to help us see differently and hopefully help us reduce some of that overthinking. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.